Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Teens.
Stop worrying about the way you look.
Stop it.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, we're ready.
I'm ready.
We're here, and we're talking about loving yourself.
Cliff and Kendall.
Something that we have trouble with ourselves. The last thing I do is love myself, Cliff, but that is why Mr. Nodbottom said this is such an important show for us to talk about.
That's what I do to you. The last thing every night before I go to sleep is love myself. But, you know, what I want to catch our listeners up on is last week we did do a talk for the teens in town. Went to the Busheltown High, did a talk for the teens about safety. And Kendall, why don't you just recap how that really went?
Well, you know, we were really excited about them clapping all the time. Yeah. Getting excited about seeing us. Turns out we were not a big deal here in Busheltown.
Not a big deal.
And, you know.
Small deal.
We're tiny. Well, except for our enormity. We're a tiny deal. And so, you know, the kids just wouldn't stop talking at first, and the security had to come out, and the principal came out, and he finally got them to all shut up, and then they were all on their phones while I was telling them tips about not being on your phone.
It was a big mess, and, you know, the song at the end, they just, I don't even know if they heard what we were saying.
They were, most of them were laughing that we were singing.
I think there were a few maybe theater kids that picked up on it and loved us.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Teens, be safe if you're tuning in.
Yeah,
safety
please,
first.
Heed everybody. Our warning. Heed our warning. Anyway, Cliff, but we're going to push through that and still love ourselves.
Love it.
Even though that happened.
Even though. Love it.
Cliff, I've got some tips from the writers on how to love yourself. That's the number one way to love yourself.
Let it go. Let
now,
it go.
The number one way to love yourself is to love and respect others.
Really?
Yes, Cliff, because when you're loving everybody else and you create goodwill and thankfulness by doing like random acts of kindness and things, it makes you feel better and you love yourself.
It does make you feel better to help others. It does. And it will make you your self-worth rise, everyone. It will. I agree with that part of our writer's tip. I don't know about the rest of it, but it's our writers. What are you going to do? Kendall, I want you, and you out there listening at home, I want you to do this, okay? Every morning, you wake up. I want you to begin your day with love and not technology. What do you do, Kendall, when you roll over and wake up in the morning? You check to see if Susan is there and not in Hong Kong. And then you get on the phone, right?
Well, I turn off all the alarms that I had set that have been going off for the last 4 hours.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, you do.
And then I, check my email, check the old Facebook.
Don't do it.
I check to see if Mr. Nodbottom has emailed me saying that our show has been picked up by the Peabody Award Committee.
You know the Peabody. That's going right to the spam.
I keep waiting. I keep waiting for that.
It's not coming. But, you know, like a lot of great shows who don't win Peabody's, we're just in that category.
We're just like a lot of shows.
I'm sure there's innumerable shows who are excellent who do not win Peabody's. But, yeah, Kendall, when you wake up in the morn, You don't go over to that phone and check your damn Facebook. Don't.
No, do it. Okay, I'll try not to.
Kendall, I want you, before you get up out of bed, before you start thinking of the hundreds of Weight Watcher points you ate the day before.
Or the 100 that I will eat that day.
Before those thoughts just come running through your mind, I want you to remind yourself of your worthiness even before you get out of bed. You are worth every bit of love that you have to give.
Yeah. If I can even roll out of the bed and get up, then I'll be worth something.
You are. Just breathe in love and breathe that love back out.
See? Love others and love yourself.
Enfold yourself in love, Kendall. Saturate your being in love.
Saturate your being. Let go of the past.
Let it go.
And forgive yourself for things that you've done wrong, like the 10,000 Weight Watchers points you ate. You have to learn to forgive yourself or you're not going to love yourself. Let's be honest.
It's ironic. Not really ironic.
I'm so mad at myself.
It's unexpected that 2 weeks after the episode about crying, this is the show we're going to break down in tears.
We're just proving a point here.
But you're right. Whatever you said that almost moved me to tears, you're right. Kendall, I want you...
I'm glad I moved somebody to tears.
Kendall, I want you to talk yourself happy for once. You, all you do is spend all day thinking, God damn it, you fat fuck. What do you do? I go to my mirror and
we have never talked ourselves happy before.
I look in the mirror and I think, you... fat piece of shit.
That's not talking yourself happy. That's talking yourself mad and angry and sad.
You fat lump of freak blob sitting there. That's how I talk to myself. But what our writers want you and I to do, co-host, heal thyself, is I know
is
what you're saying.
Is this a self-help that was set up by Mr. Snodbottom to help us? Is that what's happening?
Sometimes when Mr. Snodbottom is worried about our own psychological safety, he does put out episodes that we need to hear, knowing that if no one else hears them, at least we will. Kendall, I want you to use affirmations to train your brain to become more positive, everybody. Come on, do it.
I'll try.
Train your brain. Do some brain training.
Now, Cliff, this is one that I know we've mentioned on other things before, and I know it's something you do. It's put positive statements up somewhere, like on a little post-it all around the office, and you do that. I see one over there that says, don't eat like a crazy maniac today.
I do. I've put up a lot of things around the studio. I hope you haven't. Nobody's mentioned him. I have put up a lot of One Direction Valentines just up around the studio, just in hopes that their skinny, cute youngness will rub off on me, and I'll think, hey, you fat don't eat that.
I got a picture of the Dom DeLuise over here just to accept it.
Just so you're like, well, look, there are other people who look like me, walk like me, talk like me, and they're good too. And their self-worth is worthy. Worthy.
We're unlike us, it's worthy.
No, we're worthy, Kendall.
No, we're worthy. We love worthy. Ourselves.
I love myself. It is a struggle. It is a struggle to love yourself when all you do is hate yourself.
Cliff, here's something important into the long road of loving yourself.
Oh, what a road.
Start working toward how and what you want to do and be.
You gotta start working towards it.
Instead of sitting on the couch like we do and watching TV, work towards something.
I sit on the couch and watch TV and I wonder, when is the day when I'm gonna start working towards it?
Well, when it could be today, Cliff. Today could be the day.
It could be. Kendall, I want to bring everybody way down for just a minute.
We're already down, Cliff.
I want to just take us up, take our emotions, bring them down.
Down the toilet.
Some shows, they do things to bring you up. I want to just take us way down.
Way down.
And in doing so, as I scrape the bottom of our emotional barrel, as I prove that this is the show where we start to cry, I want to bring up the Finn funeral episode of Glee. And
why would you do that today of all days?
Because in learning to love yourself, one beautiful part of it that really did speak to me was when Puck was talking to Coach Beast outside, and I think it was like near the end. It was right before he rode off, spoiler alert, and he joined like the army or something. You know, and he was like, how is life ever going to be good enough again? meaning without Finn. And Coach Beast, love her. Don't you love her?
I do.
I love her. And she just took him, you know, she said, look, you've got to make it good enough.
You got to make it.
You've got to make it good enough. And you cannot leave it up to somebody else. You cannot sit on the couch and just wonder when it will happen. When health and...
I thought you were saying when health freezes over.
Yeah. When health, that's when it probably will be. You know, health and happiness are not going to just come knocking at your door.
You got to go find them.
They probably are not going to do that. They're not going to come knocking at the door. You have to go find them. You have to make it good enough.
Well, Clifford, that made me so sad. I'm so close to weeping. I think we should go ahead and take a little break.
Okay.
And recompose ourselves. And we'll be right back after this with more love to give to ourselves.
Love yourself during the break, everybody.
We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Hey, Joey, watch this. Davey, come back. You're breaking my heart! Ah! Help me!
Hold it! Don't go on the ice! You'll only add more weight!
Snow job!
Find something that'll reach!
This branch ought to work!
Remember, frozen ponds and rivers may not be totally frozen!
We could be skating on thin ice!
Now we know!
And knowing is half the battle!
Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, we are back.
We're back. Kendall, we brought ourselves back up. We cheered ourselves up during the break. We loved on ourselves.
I was going to say the fat is back on my back.
Kendall, love yourself immediately.
Oh, I'm still loving myself. There's just more of me to love now, Cliff. That's what I'm trying to look at it like.
There's just more of me to love. There's so much of...
There's more to me go around.
Us to love.
And Cliff, that is just extremely weird.
Oh, it is weird.
Sour Kendall's Weird News! Oh, I'm so glad everyone's so excited they're clapping.
Give it to us.
Cliff, a Florida man...
Oh, no.
...faces multiple charges following a violent encounter with police last week. His name is Brian Adams.
Oh.
He's 31. He allegedly bought his 11-year-old...
Everything he did.
He brought his 11-year-old son...
Did it for you.
...to the woods January 16th to perform exorcism on him.
Cliff, oh, no.
According to Okeechobee County Sheriff's deputies...
Okeechobee.
I think that's a couple of counties over from Bushtown.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You are a demon and you know what I must do with you," Adams told the boy.
Oh, no.
Anyway, police, showed up after they realized he was taken from his bed, and they found him, and guess what, Cliff? The man was on methamphetamine.
Oh, no.
That's real funny, Cliff.
Meth. What are you going to do?
Cliff, also.
Weird.
It's weird. It's very weird. David Sherratt allegedly. Now, this sounds like a joke of mine.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like a bad joke. We struck a bad joke.
No.
David Sherratt allegedly walked into a bar naked from the waist down, carrying a bag of sex toys, and asked if anyone had a problem. They said he turned to face all the customers and says, "If anyone has a problem with me, they can take it outside." And evidently, he wanted to have a fight with somebody. that's what it sounded like when he squeezed on those sex toys. And the bartender didn't call the cops until the guy actually walked out and like approached a group of kids. And that's when they took him away. And Cliff, it turns out he had just taken too much methamphetamine. I sense a trend here.
So much meth today. Kids, just because they did it on Breaking Bad doesn't mean you have to do it. Okay? They didn't do it. He just sold it. So take that lesson. Sell it, but don't do it. Walter did never do it.
Don't do everything you see on TV.
Now, everything Walter White did was not great, guys.
Well, Cliff, a South Carolina woman is accused of stabbing her coworker in the neck after an argument about a hog stomach. I think this happened in Bushtown.
Sounds like it. Were they on vacation from Bushtown?
They must have been. Jonette Lachelle Brown, a 19-year-old employee of the Carolina Pride Pork Processing Plant in Greenwood, South Carolina, got into an argument with a female coworker in the kill room on Monday.
Oh, God.
And the argument began after Brown accused the other woman of striking her with a hog stomach, which the coworker said they didn't do. Of course, you know, it's a big... Of course, you're going to deny hitting anybody with a hog stomach, Cliff. And when the coworker told Brown that there weren't even any hog stomachs in the room, Brown allegedly responded by stabbing her in the neck with a nearby pair of scissors.
Motherfucker.
And Cliff, I'm just assuming there's probably methamphetamines involved.
I'm sure they were both high as fuck on meth. They had to have been.
Throwing hog stomachs around in the kill room.
That is the most horrendous thing I've heard.
And now you've heard it all. Segment. And that's all the time for Kendall's Weird News Club. Aren't you glad?
Aren't you glad?
Oh. So much is happening right now.
Woo! Kendall, so much is happening. But at the heart of it all, I'm loving myself. I'm taking the time to be positive and think of the good traits that I do possess. Like the ability to produce ear-shattering belches.
You do have that ability, Cliff.
And people out there are wishing...
Nobody can take that away from you.
They can take that away from me. No, no, no. They can't take that away from me. And the listeners are glad, and I'm glad, and you're glad, and we're all glad, and I'm glad, and we're all together. Together. And what we're gladdest about right now is helping others.
You know, it's our favorite thing to do, Cliff.
It's our favorite. It's my favorite thing to do. It's our favorite part of the job. Helping others. Kendall, dear... Cliff and Kendall. Cliff and Kendall.
You've got questions. We've got answers. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, love that intro.
Love thyself.
Thyself. Love yourself during this segment, everybody.
Kendall, so you got a letter you want to read for
I do have a letter. Kendall, thank you for letting me go first over here.
Of course.
Kendall, I've got a letter from...
I'm loving myself by loving you, Cliff.
Love one another. Kendall... Here's the letter. Here it goes. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I am a dedicated listener to your show. Each week, I listen while I do laundry. Anyway.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So glad you're out there in the spin cycle. I am the mother of a yours, mine, and ours Brady Bunch style family. Between us, my husband and I have 6 children. Oh, not really between us, but between us. My husband and I have 6 children.
They sleep between them?
Yeah. I have been mom for his 3 children since the oldest was 6. 15 years have since come and gone, Cliff and Kendall, and I raised all of them as my own. There was this one time when my husband installed a payphone in the family room because all the kids kept tying up the phone line. Anyhow, Cliff and Kendall, that's for another time. But back to my problem. Because of the stress of such a large family, and it's just taking its toll at times, I've said thousands of times that I couldn't wait until everyone was 18 and out of the damn house. 3 of the children are on their own now, and 3 remain. The youngest, 14. I recently took my 18-year-old son to where but the Air Force recruiter to take his entrance test, and as I watched him walk into the building, Cliff and Kendall, I started to cry like you guys on that show a couple weeks ago. I don't really want him to go away. I've been a parent since I was outrageously young at 17, and now at 40. I'm having a hard time imagining my life without him, Cliff and Kendall. I'm afraid of only having my husband to keep me occupied. There's never been a time without kids around. I'm afraid it'll be like starting our horrible relationship all over again. And he may not like what he sees. How can I get past the fear of not being needed or wanted anymore? And that's signed Useless in Utica. Kendall, solve that problem.
Cliff, I have something astounding to say, I think.
I think I know what you're going
to say. Cliff, I'm going to say that she should know that the love is going to come from herself, first of all. And who cares if he still likes what he sees? She should like what she sees to herself. And she's finally going to have time to do all the things that she wanted to do. She needs to let those kids go. You did a good job, brave soldier. Now sit back and read a book.
Great job, Kendall.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You're welcome.
Do you agree, Cliff?
It sounds good to me.
Okay, Cliff. I got another letter here.
All right. Why don't you open it up?
Oh, here it is. Here we go. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm turning 60.
Oh.
Naturally, I'm looking a little worn, like you guys talk about all the time. My man friend keeps telling me I need a facelift. Her man friend. And that she needs to lose 10 pounds.
Oh,
10 so pounds. I started to save my money. And something tells me that he wants a hot chick and thinks he'll have one once I get these procedures done. It's very expensive. What do you think? And the signed, I'd like to get through one segment.
I would too.
And that's titled Loose-Faced Louisianan. Louisianan. Louisian.
Listen, whatever you, wherever you're
wherever from. The hell you are, Cliff, what do you think?
Listen, Loose-Face, I have one directive for you. Love yourself.
Oh, you're right.
Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. When you love yourself, loose face, it all will just come together.
Loose face.
Love yourself. Love yourself. Love.
Love.
Yourself. Do it, loose face. That's all I gotta say.
Elegantly said, Cliff.
I hate to be so brusque. That's not even burnt. I hate to be so... I'm trying to say. Love yourself, for God's sake, loose face. Come on.
And that's all the time for Dear Cliff and Kendall. We've helped so many people.
So Cliff. Much help. So much help going on. I have one more thing I want to share. Speaking of help.
Okay.
That I want to share with our listeners.
Help me.
It is an anthem. You know how like a little rhyme or something will help you to remember something?
Mm-hmm.
Like twice a day, then whatever you would do rhymes with A. Twice a day.
Don't need hay.
Yeah. If you're trying to like be on a no hay diet.
Yeah. You know, some people have an allergy to hay.
Yeah. For the gluten allergics out there, you might want to adapt that for your own life. Don't be caught Putin eating gluten, whatever, something like that. But I have, it's more than that. It is an anthem that we are going to sing for you. Kendall, I'll start it out and then I'll get you to join me, okay?
Okay.
It's a song that... I just really feel like embodies like what we want to like say to like everybody like this week, all right? Like
I love myself. I don't care if you love me. When I'm feeling down, I just have to think of me. I search myself, if I'm lucky I find me. I forget myself, I'm right there to remind me. I don't want anybody else. When I think about me, I love myself. Oh, I don't want anybody else. Oh no. Oh no, oh, no. I'm the one who makes me happy, honey. I'm the sun who makes me shine. When I'm around me, I'm always laughing. I have already made myself mine. I close my eyes and I see my eyelids. Think I would die if I stop breathing. A fool could see just how I adore me. I get down on my knees because I always floor me. I don't want anybody else. When I think about me, I love myself. Oh, oh, I don't want anybody else. Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Don't you love yourself? Don't you love, love, love yourself when you hear yourself singing this love song?
I'm getting there, Cliff, but I've got to keep trying.
You've got to love yourself.
I love myself. I don't care if you love me. When I'm feeling down, I just have to think of me. I search myself. If I'm lucky, I find me. I forget myself. I'm right there to remind me. Oh, I don't want anybody else.
When I think about me, I love myself. Oh, I don't want anybody else. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Kendall, you've got to love yourself. Love yourself. Kendall, if I could boil down this week's episode into one simple phrase.
What would it be, Cliff?
Love yourself.
Love yourself.
And that's sad.
That is sad.
If you don't love yourself.
If you don't love yourself, it is sad. Because, you know, nobody's more deserving of your love than you.
Cliff, I bet, you know, one thing that would help you love yourself.
What?
Going to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Doing that. Going to facebook.com/cliffandkendall.
Yeah.
Emailing us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or giving us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT.
Right.
Or listen to us at 4 a.m. on KBSH Ride 99. In the morning, on Sunday mornings.
Yeah. They play all the hits in our show, Kendall. They also play our show in addition to the
hits.
We
don't know why.
Kendall, do your thing. And don't care if they like it. That's was said by who but Tina Fey.
That's what we've been doing for 350 episodes.
Twice a day, listen to Tina Fey. There you go.
There you go. There's an aphorism you can get behind.
Apply that to your life when you are out there loving yourself.
Cliff, in the end,
yeah,
everything will be okay.
Yeah.
If it's not okay, it's not the end yet.
That's right.
And that's Fernando Sabino.
Oh, I saw the lights, Fernando.
No. Sabino.
Kendall, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built up against it. And that was said by Humi Rumi.
Oh, there's a lot of fat barriers in there, Cliff.
Oh, no.
When life gives you 100 reasons to cry,
yeah,
show life that you have 1,000 reasons to smile, Cliff, and that's an unarthur.
Oh, I have had more trouble with myself than with any other man. And that was said by who but Dwight L. Moody. And he got it damn right.
I'm a bastard to myself, Cliff.
Fuck me. I'm going to love myself.
Yeah, from here on out, there's going to be love to be had.
I love myself. I don't care if you love me. See, if you just have to sing that to yourself.
Let that be your anthem.
Let that be your anthem.
Your anthem. Cliff, why don't you take us home down those anthem roads?
Take me home. Self-love and roots. I'm Cliff.
And
love me.
And I'm Kendall, and I love me too. We'll see you here next week.
I just love the host
and
of
we love
this
you.
Show. And you.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Love yourself.